Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello again and welcome to the seventh episode of our crime fighter series, Silent Cries. In the last episode, the police inspectors Bruce and Amsa made an important discovery while investigating the death of a prominent villager, Mr. Yaji. Quinn, a 16-year-old girl, was one of Mr. Yaji's students, and it seems she had an affair with him. In a shocking turn of events, she confessed to giving birth to a baby boy and leaving him on the doorstep of the Lambo police station. We'll begin this episode at the Yaji's house. Mr. Yaji's wife, Salma, and her two sons, James and Timo, don't know anything about Queen. And they seem to have other problems right now. James is about to come home to his wife, Bibi. This episode is titled, The Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
James?
Is my mother in?
Why do you speak to me so roughly?
Have you answered my question?
She went into her room.
Where are my father's pension papers that I left here on the table? I told you not to touch anything. Why is it that you never listen to even the simplest instructions?
I put them on top of the cupboard so that they wouldn't get lost.
You're a mad woman.
You're the one who is mad here.
What? What did you say? When did you start talking back to me?
Just leave me alone.
I'm going to teach you a lesson.
Help! James! Get my hair out!
That will teach you not to disobey me.
Please, don't push me.
James? What have you done? Oh, no. Bibi! The cupboard. What happened here?
She'll be fine.
She's bleeding. We have to take her to the hospital.
She can't fool me. I'm sure she's faking it. Leave us alone, Mama.
James, we have to do something. Look at her. She's passing out.
Okay. Where's the key to Papa's car?
I don't know. Go and hire a taxi or something. We have to hurry. It takes at least 15 minutes to get to the hospital.
All right.
Oh, Bibi.
Thanks for bringing your daughter here, Mrs. Dumisani. Inspector Amza and I will be asking her some questions. Because Queen is under 18, you need to be present during the interrogation as well.
All right. Are you ready, Queen?
Yes, ma'am.
We suspect her of being involved in a crime, so you have the right to call an attorney.
I already told you we don't need one. My daughter is innocent.
All right. Queen, can you read out these numbers for me?
0346.
That's my phone number. This cell phone here has recorded a number of calls from your phone. There was also this message. I found a solution since you refused to help me. Don't bother to contact me again.
Oh, no.
Never mind that I had to sacrifice my education for you. You never truly loved me. I know that now.
Oh, no.
The phone belonged to the late Mr. Yaji, your teacher. Were the two of you having an affair?
It was a long time ago.
Queen, what did you just say?
But this text message was sent about 3 weeks ago. Was he the father of your baby?
What? Queen, he was your teacher.
Queen, things are really not looking good for you right now. It's better if you cooperate with us and tell us the truth.
He wouldn't accept it. He said it would ruin his reputation, and he wanted me to get rid of it. He even threatened to throw me out of school.
Is that why you killed him?
Oh, my goodness.
What? No, I have nothing to do with his death, I swear.
Then how come your baby ended up on our doorstep a day before Mr. Yaji died?
Tell us what happened from the beginning.
I was released from hospital. And I was told to stay with my aunt in the city. She had gone to get a few things ready for our arrival. So I quickly packed my belongings and left the hospital.
To go where?
I decided to go and see Bagudu, I mean, Mr. Ayaji, I thought that when he saw the baby, he might change his mind and decide to stay with me.
How stupid can you be?
Did you go to him?
No, I got as far as the village, but then I couldn't go through with it. So I hid in one of the open stalls in the market. That was where I saw the box, and I had the idea of bringing the baby here. Then I called my aunt and told her the baby had died.
Oh, Queen! Queen!
You didn't want the baby at home, ma'am. And I couldn't look after him on my own. But it wasn't an easy decision. I have been feeling so guilty ever since.
Hello, Timo.
Oh, Ramatu. How are you?
I'm fine, and you? Where are your friends? I thought I'd see you all together.
I just wanted to be alone for a while.
I can imagine. How are things at home?
Okay. Have you finished your essay for creative writing?
Almost.
Very impressive. I'll have to try and finish mine before our exams begin.
That's why I wanted to finish mine early.
Well, it seems like you've got everything worked out. You don't have to worry about anything.
Why do you say that? If only you knew.
You don't have to say you have problems just to make me feel better.
No, seriously. Though I'm afraid to talk about it.
You do sound very serious. What's the matter?
It's just that my father, well, at night I hear him arguing with my mother. And he started to beat her.
Oh, no.
I'm really scared. And then while I was doing some research for my essay, I got talking to Inspector Amsa, and...
Don't tell me you told her about it.
Yes.
Oh.
I did. But she promised not to tell my parents.
Are you serious? What do you expect her to do now? She's a police officer after all. Hold on. It's my mother. Hello, Mama.
Timo. Timo, please meet us at the hospital now. Something very bad has happened.
Mama, what is it?
Just come, please hurry.
I'm finished. I've failed her. She calls me Mama and I couldn't even save her from my own son.
Mother, calm down. The doctor is coming.
Dr. Yusuf, how is she?
I'm very sorry. I'm afraid we lost her.
Huh?
We tried everything we could, but it was too late.
No. That can't be right.
Oh, baby. Baby is gone. James, look what you have brought upon us. What will you tell her parents, huh? I'm finished.
I also have to tell you that it was my duty to alert the police, and here they come.
What?
What?
Good day, Dr. Yusuf.
Ah, hello, officers. You got here very quickly.
A good day. Mrs. Yaji, what are you and your son doing here?
Ah, I see you already know the family.
No. I won't be held responsible for this.
Hey, stop him.
James, where do you think you're going?
Let go of my arm.
I strongly advise you to keep still and quiet and down.
Why are you here, inspectors?
We received a call concerning a case of suspected manslaughter.
Are you talking about baby?
Dr. Yusuf, Can you tell us how the young woman died?
Well, she sustained several blows to the face, especially around her temples.
Mm.
Some of the arteries in that area burst, and there was bleeding around the brain. There was no way we could have stopped the bleeding in time.
We need to see her doctor.
Of course.
You go in, Amza. I'm taking James to the police station for further questioning.
I'd like to see her too.
It's another sad day for the Yaji family. Next time, we'll hear more about James's interrogation at the police station, as well as about Queen and Ramatu and her family. So make sure you don't miss the next episode of Silent Cries. For more information on this program, just log on to dw.com/crimefighters or follow us on Facebook. Bye for now.